Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together like the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now, their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, Super Sam, and legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Oh, I love that sound. Love that sound. It's
been a couple months.
It has been.
Been a couple months.
Been a couple painful, therapeutic months. Didn't realize I needed therapy until we lost the Super Bowl. Seriously. And then a litany of questions came up.
That was a 60-day therapeutic session that you took.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It's only 60 days?
Right? Seems like two, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, Green sure. Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. This is Quimby. We've got Slash producing Chris Sack, Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie, Ooh-ha-ha. Super Sam Brady. Sorry.
Officially Mrs. Brady now. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, baby. Oh, yeah.
So you're not a homewrecker anymore?
You're still doing this show?
She's a homeowner.
They broke up. We're together. It's it now.
No Shut Up Diaz today.
Thank God.
Hey, he's Diaz. Watching a replay of Game 4. Yeah.
Mr. Diaz, you missed it, Diaz.
My head is already
Speak for yourself,
Irv.
I said we. Did I say no, we?
Yeah, you said we. Just okay. Say you.
All right, I miss you, Diaz.
And, of course, the Reverend, the Doctor, Hall of Fame, soon to be wide receiver, Mr. Irving Fryer, everybody.
I like the Hall of
Fame.
Try
to build that up.
Yeah, I like the Hall of Fame thing.
It's going to sound really good.
But we still don't have a cool nickname for you.
Yeah, you haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
If you
want Slash, I'll take Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
something.
I got one for him. Princess.
Yeah.
Princess? No.
Princess.
No, we leave that alone. That sounds pinkish.
Nothing wrong with pink, bro.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Steak. He's talking about steak.
Here we go.
Raw meat.
Downhill.
Raw meat. I think he's talking about Bryce Young and Nick Saban's suits tonight. That's what they're talking about.
The shenanigans have already begun.
Yep, and I'm going to start doing this already. You guys, we are broadcasting high above our Northern Liberties studio this evening to bring you live coverage of the first round of the NFL draft. We are going to be with you until the Eagles make their first pick. And at that time, our good friend Brian, our IT director, will be calling in, letting us know how many entries we had for the trip for two to either the Commodes, the Vaginants, or the Jets. Siri is going to make that determination because I found out really quickly and easily yesterday that you can just say, hey, Siri, give me a random number between 1 and 900.
A random number between 1 and 900 is 727.
How did she know?
You know, I think Siri is the closest thing you're ever going to have to a wife.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie Her?
Siri called
the episode
Sam
of The
Ross?
Big Bang Theory where Jess was all over it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is the area code for Florida, by the way. So a future Florida Gator draft pick.
How did you know that?
I looked it up. He hangs out with Louis Dominguez.
Okay. I'm sorry. And, of course, now that he politely interrupted our show, John Jansen back in studio. Well, line change.
Jansen might be interrupting our show. He had Taco Bell before the show. So you might be getting some of that action on air.
Actually, the 727 area code covers Clearwater, so some Phillies vibes there.
Ooh. Keep the mic high.
Everybody, we've got
hot mic.
We've got player evaluations today. Well, we have a big announcement. I'm going to do this right now before a pick is even made. I would like to formally announce that for the next year, Green Legion Radio and all its affiliate programs are sponsored by Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, everybody. And if you have not seen us post it on social media, they are absolutely redoing the place. I was already there on Monday, they've got this amazing video wall they just installed. And if you want to talk about a viewing experience, they're trying to... Well, no.
There's multiple views. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing. A viewing experience.
You know what, Irv? Just shut up. besides the obvious viewing experience, now they're really trying to go for the sports bar / weekend nightclub, kind of Spearmint Rhino-esque Vegas, where... You know, it's kind of a club as well as a gentleman's club on Friday and Saturday night. The color schemes are pretty awesome. I've been through the new construction on Monday. It's really cool. Obviously, the best-looking dancers are at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club as well here in Philadelphia. So make sure you stop in before, during, or after any game or any time at all. Alicia's going to be joining us from Cheerleaders, I think. Maybe a dance or two might be joining us as well. So, Serena, welcome to the show, everybody.
Irv, eyes on me. Eyes on me.
Eyes on me. Eyes on me.
Oh, boy.
All right, everybody, make sure you download the iHeartRadio app, rate, view, download, and subscribe to Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Show's brought to you by friends at Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon, Diaz. Thank you. Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency in Williamstown, New Jersey. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, Premier Window Cleaning. Guys, we got the copyright. It's correct now. Sorry about that. Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com. The Ludlam Bar Grill, formerly La Costa in Seattle City. Echelon Health and Fitness, grand opening of Echelon Health and Fitness in Audubon, New Jersey. Serena just said hello.
Hey.
Don't get enough of them at home. You got to come here, huh?
Yep. As she said, my camera's out. Put me back on the screen.
All right.
I got you.
All right, there I am, baby. You can see me now.
What happened to your setup?
I didn't feel like bringing all that stuff right now, man.
All that stuff? Man. He almost did it.
He didn't do that. He wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Echelon Health and Fitness opening up in Audubon, New Jersey on June 3rd now. June 3rd. And, of course, E&J Mobile Cigar Lounge, everybody. All right. So let's get to the football minds quick and fast here because – we probably, without the draft, could talk for 3 hours about this team and what has taken place in the offseason. And I'm going to go to you, Irv, first on this because, obviously, 17 years in the league. You are now a staunch Eagles fan. And I guess I'm going to go around the room. All right. I'd like to know what you guys think is – our biggest weakness right now. Where do we need to focus this draft? Keeping in mind right now, we only have, what, six picks.
But we just did swap picks in the third round with Arizona as part of the grievance that happened with, what was that, Jonathan Gannon?
Yeah.
The hiring. So
what grievance?
Well, it's so they were doing something as far as trying to hire him. Right. So the
too early. Too
tampering.
Yeah, because tampering because of the investigation. Now the Eagles.
You mean the reason why Jonathan Gannon had his head up his ass?
Pew, pew.
During the Super Bowl?
Explosions.
but the Eagles went.
Some things never change.
The Eagles had the 94th pick in the third round. They now have the 66th pick. So now they have four picks in the top 66 picks of the draft. That's huge.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
That's where you can look.
I was telling Sack before the show, I would have given them a draft pick to take Jonathan Gannon.
Yes.
Seriously. Let alone get one.
They do a lot better in the second round than they do in the first round. Correct. The Eagles anyway.
Irv, what's our biggest weakness right now?
The biggest weakness?
Where do we need to focus this first pick? If we're going to use this 10th pick or somewhere in that general vicinity, where would you like to see them target?
Well, first of all, I would like to see them select, if he's available, Bijan Robinson. There's a number of reasons why. Let me start with this draft in its entirety, all of the athletes that are coming out. This is an average draft. If you look at the
talent-wise,
all of those who are available and you were to pair them up with other drafts, some of these cats that are being drafted in the higher rounds would not be drafted in the higher rounds. So this is an average draft. You don't have a lot of players who are coming out who you would consider they're going to be, you know, Hall of Famers. Bijan Robinson is considered to be the best player in the draft. He's also being touted or being revered as the least likely to be a bust.
Correct.
In the draft. So, nobody, because of this draft in the NFL, no team in the NFL is going to increase their talent or go to another level exponentially because of this draft and at a great high level. So, because Bijan is the talent that he is, and because of the stats and all of that, and the fact that what he does will really enhance the Eagles' offense, being great, a great offense as it is, Bijan is the answer, because he takes this offense that the Eagles have, which is a great offense, don't get me wrong, it's a great offense already, but he takes it through the stratosphere. He just takes it to another level. So he's not the need, running back is not the weak spot for the Eagles right now, although we do need a running back. But if we can get this guy who is an exceptional running back and putting in this exceptional offense, it takes this team offensively, the Eagles, out of the stratosphere. No one will be able to handle what they present on the field in terms of talent.
I was just going to pick on you for saying this is not what we need, but you addressed that. Zach, go ahead.
No, I know we were going to go around the room, but I figured I might as well just stay on the topic.
Let's stay on the topic.
Because I'm the same way as you. Last year when we did the player show, that Tuesday night after that Vikings game, and Quimby went down the table. And you know, we had a lot of great things, a lot of positive things to talk about. Mm-hmm. And you know, he gave me Jalen Hurts. And I was like, he played a great game, but he put himself in harm's way too many times with the safeties and the linebackers when he's running the ball. I think he ran the ball about, 180 times last year, and he got hurt pretty bad. That could have costed us making it to the Super Bowl to begin with.
Costed?
I was going to say it, but I...
Thank you. Sure.
It's okay. It's all right. He didn't curse.
There you go. Exactly.
It's okay.
Yeah.
He done costed us the game.
He done costed us the game.
It could have costed.
Where's my baseball?
It's in the dictionary. It's in the dictionary.
But
nothing gets by this group.
But... We would not have gone to the Super Bowl last year if he didn't come back. And you could tell that he still wasn't the same right through those playoff games until we got to the Super Bowl. And even then, you were trying to manage it. The best way to protect him is not bringing in a guard with the 10th pick with Pete Skoronski. The best way to protect him is taking the ball out of his hands as much as possible by running the football with an actual running back that can make plays. The guy is a stud. He is a beast. Hand it off and let him run. And what happens is it's going to pull safety down and leave single coverage on Goddard, Brown, and Devontae Smith.
Can't do it.
Perfect formula.
Can't do it. Yep.
All right. Go ahead. Slash.
I was going to say, I mean, do you want... Miles Sanders carried the ball 260 times last year. Is Bijan Robinson going to carry it 500 times to take it out of Jalen Hurts' hands?
No, he's not, more electric.
He's going to carry it just as many times as Miles Sanders, but he's going to do more with it than Miles Sanders was able to do.
He had 5 yards a carry. I don't know what we're missing here. Jalen Hurts is going to be Jalen Hurts. You're not going to take the ball out of Jalen Hurts.
Bijan Robinson gets 4 yards after the carry.
Jalen Hurts only four yards after contact.
But Zach is alluding to is you're putting Jalen Hurts in harm's way by giving him the ball so much, so giving Bijan Robinson the ball even more limits his running, Jalen Hurts' running, which is eliminating his ability to get hurt. That's not going to happen. Jalen Hurts is going to be Jalen Hurts and be that two-way player.
Bijan gives the defense more to think about, more to be concerned about. More to game
I'll give you
play.
Something. I just think about. You don't draft a luxury at 10 when you have glaring needs on the defensive side.
No, you draft a luxury when everything else is set, and you look at the quarterback situation in the NFC. This right here separates the Eagles that much further from everybody else in the NFC. And you just paid him $50 million a year. You have to feel like you have to give him as many weapons to make this offense a success and not put him in harm's way so he doesn't wind up like Cam Newton and he doesn't wind up like Lamar
Jackson. He had three or four design run plays per game.
Well, this is what he does.
Who's the best quarterback in the NFC?
Jalen Hurts.
Who has the best offensive line in the NFC?
Eagles.
Who has the best wide receiver duo in the NFC?
Eagles.
Okay, well, so why do you need more? Why do you need to surround Jalen Hurts with
more?
Because you have so many holes on defense.
All right.
They're going to give up 30 points a game.
First of all right, you guys are absolutely bat crap crazy.
Thank you.
All right. Last time the Eagles selected a running back in the first round was
Keith
who?
Byers. Keith Byers.
What year? 1986.
Okay.
All right.
So this how did that turn out?
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oh, I would have done that.
Shut the hell up. So, when has this team ever, under this particular ownership, suggested that they would want a running back-centric offense?
It wouldn't be running back-centric, but they did.
It's a waste.
If Christian McCaffrey would have made it to 14 in 2017, Christian McCaffrey would have been an Eagle. It's ironclad. It was going to happen. They're not against doing it in the first round. Ideally for me, the Eagles trade from 10 to 13 or 14, get another second or third round pick, or you know, get a couple more picks.
They're not drafting Bijan Robinson.
And then you take Bijan Robinson in the middle of the first round. That would be the ideal place to do it, because that's where the need becomes necessary at that point.
Well, if this cat is the god-all running backs that you guys say he is, why is he going to fall to the middle of the first round?
Because other teams that draft
are addressing needs.
Yeah, they have other needs,
like quarterback.
Really,
and he may not make it to the middle of the first round.
So what? What do you guys want then? Please,
the Bears could use a running back.
Irv. Honestly, it sucks, but I think you still have to go D tackle.
That's what I think.
But what D tackles
because. All right, Irv, don't give me that what crap, all right? You're on my list already today. All right, fact of the matter is you got Fletcher Cox on a one-year deal, and you got a Jordan Davis that is a absolute troublesome cat in the locker room, okay? So what does that mean?
And where did you take him last year?
Doesn't matter.
Hold on. In the first round, which is why you need to bolster up the D-line in the first place.
Don't make the same mistake twice.
Well, inviting you into the studio will not happen again. So we won't be making that
What
mistake.
Has gotten the Eagles into trouble in the
I'm
first
not done
round?
Yet. Thank you. Fact of the matter is, with Fletcher Cox gone, all right, your starting D tackles are Jordan Davis and Milton Williams. All right, this team does focus heavily on the trenches, and especially if we have not seen this over the years, specifically defensive tackle, Javon Hargrave, Malik Jackson. All right.
Tim Jernigan.
All right. This team focuses heavily on that. And I think it's a smart move simply because you're going to get a guy. Let's just say we already know the pick. All right. It's Jalen Carter if they can get him. That's what they want, I believe. All right.
You want him to fall to 10.
I'll take him at 8. Trade up. But here's...
Trade up, straight up.
Pick his
But here's the deal. All right, what you didn't get with Jernigan, what you didn't get with Malik Jackson, what you didn't get with Javon Hargrave was a rookie contract. And now that you've had to pay your quarterback $50 million, I get it, the dead cap is pretty light the first couple of years, but you have to consider that moving forward, especially if that is the position of focus always on your team. You can load that up with two rookies for the next 4 years. That's what I'm doing.
The problem is what gets the Eagles into trouble is when they're drafting need in the first round. Now, if you have an opportunity at 10 and he falls to you to 10, you probably take Jalen Carter. That's probably what they're planning on doing. If he gets past Seattle at 5, it can get pretty interesting between 6 and 9 if they're going to trade into those positions.
Here's the most important question. Do you think the Eagles are actually going to pick at 10?
If anything, they trade back. I don't see them trading.
They're not trading.
They're going to try and they're going
to
try to add more picks.
Trade up.
But if you're looking at by need and Jalen Carter's not there for him to be drafted at 10, you don't trade up. The next best defensive tackle is a guy that you can get with pick 30, Kalijah Kansi. So like you want to sit there and say you need defensive tackle just because you need it doesn't mean you need to take it at 10. Right. You need to take a position of value, someone that's going to plug in and play from day one. I don't want these guys that are going to come in here like I'm hearing Paris Johnson Jr. Like he's a tackle. Okay, that's great. You're set at tackle next year and the year after that. Lane Johnson should be playing for the next 2 years. Like I understand the injury situation, the depth situation as far as tackle's concerned, because Jack Driscoll right now is your backup tackle and he's a friend of the program. But for me, taking Paris Johnson Jr.
You guys,
is not going to help you.
First pick coming in right now. Panthers select. Turn the volume up, man.
I already know who they took.
Bryce Young.
Alabama. That's
yeah, Shams reported this like an hour ago.
Yeah, Shams of all people. Not Schefter. Not Rappaport, but Shams.
It was minus 20,000 on the sports book before the show.
I love what they're doing right now with the player statistics. 5'10" and an eighth.
And an eighth, yeah. Come on, man.
Well, they're stretching it.
That's on a good day.
They say he only had two.
Every
two
inch matters, Quimby.
If anybody knows that better than Quimby, I'd like to meet him.
Yeah, thank you, John Shams.
Coming from the guy that hasn't gotten laid in how long?
Oh, man.
Oh. No, I'm comment. Sorry. I don't hear anything coming from the studio now.
Yeah, there's crickets over there.
Let's get it back to the draft, please.
Let's get it back to the Eagles.
God. I mean, come on. He sings Goo Goo Dolls to himself, him and his roommate.
Well, so this seems to be like this. This was the only given, right? Now it starts to get interesting
now
from here.
Now it's going
to
get interesting. Yeah. Because now you don't know what the Texans are going to do. Are the Texans going to go quarterback? Are they going to go Will Anderson? Are they going to trade back? I mean, really, the scenario for trading right now is with the Cardinals at 3. They've been getting a lot of deals.
You guys understand what you're messing with here with this Bijan Robinson concept, all right? All right, we got to trade down and take him in the middle of the.
I never said trade down.
No, ideally, I said I would like to trade back three or four spots.
Now, you don't know if he's going to be there if you trade back three or four spots.
Depending on who's there. The Titans are going to go quarterback. If any of these four fall past 10, they're going quarterback because they don't like Malik Willis at all. They want to get rid of him tomorrow, if at all.
I don't know. I wouldn't trade back just on a whim and a prayer that someone like Tennessee might not be interested in Malik Willis. If you're going to take the guy, take him at 10. I don't agree with it, but I wouldn't take the chance trading back.
If they had traded Derrick Henry by now, I would say you're correct, but they haven't yet.
And we're going to talk more about that when we come back from break. Premier Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. I hope I took care of them. With 30 years of experience, they offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning, and more. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. At Premier Window Cleaning, your satisfaction level needs to be 100%, as no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Main Campus, and all of its satellite campuses, Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, give them a call at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or head to their website, wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com. Green Legion Radio, live coverage of the first round of the NFL draft in Kansas City. Everybody, we'll be back right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio, Philadelphia. Live coverage of the first round of the 2023 NFL Draft. CJ Stroud just went.
Interesting. This shakes things up a bit.
Yes, it does.
Tell us why.
Well, a lot of people speculated that Will Anderson was going to go number two, so that drops off. I know Arizona was looking to trade back. Was that correct?
They had some offers on the table for three, and I'm pretty sure that's if one of the quarterbacks, if like Stroud or Will Levis, if they would have got through. So this makes it interesting for sure what they're going to do now at three. I think they're going to trade out.
Especially with a lot of speculation being that at number four, Indy's looking to take Will Levis.
And also, I was waiting for Alicia to give me an evil eye here because I didn't do what I was supposed to.
Wow, already
Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club. Gentlemen's Club. Everybody, we have Alicia and Lacey from Cheerleaders in here right now. We're going to get to them in just a little bit. Maddie May, April 28th and 29th, back by popular demand. She's kind of hot.
I saw the picture.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything more than that.
But. Not Maggie May by Rod
and,
Stewart.
And Jesse Genuine Pony, May 12th and 13th. Everybody got that? Boom.
Oh, I got
boom.
It.
Now he's a beatbox.
First time at... Really? First time at Cheerleaders. Jesse Pony, May 12th and 13th. All right, so who's up next?
The Cardinals are on the clock.
All right, Cardinals...
Pew, pew.
What a whiny, whiny little bitch Jonathan Gannon is.
Oh.
Did you? You were the one that sent that, right?
Yeah, well, I think it was Diaz, but.
But
yeah.
What he said was.
No, it was you.
What he said was accurate, wasn't it?
No. Here's the
no,
thing.
No.
First of all, they didn't even go 9-0. They were 8-1.
Okay.
The media didn't want him fired. The fans wanted him fired.
Right. Like, right.
It's a big difference between the two, you know?
So he misquoted. He misstated. He was.
Several times. Yeah, not just one.
He didn't do a correct game plan for the Super Bowl. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, he did get out coached. That was a problem in the Super Bowl.
He's a big meaty.
It's going to be interesting to see what he can do with the lack of talent that
Absolutely.
He has out there.
They are not going to win four games this
they
year.
They probably won't.
You think he's going to discipline Kyler Murray
out
there?
First of all right, let's talk about this. All right, once again, all right, we're talking about teams that are tragically always competing for a high draft pick. The Cardinals, the Jaguars, not so much this year, the Dolphins, the Jets, the Lions, all these crappy-ass teams. All right, if I'm the owner of the Cardinals, am I even what game are you watching that makes you think Jonathan Gannon is head coach worthy? I mean, this is going to be great. This guy's going to be mopping floors in 2 years, but he's a terrible defensive coordinator. Terrible.
I thought after that game, after the Super Bowl,
the reason why the defense was so good was because of the talent level.
I thought
and who they played,
them wanting him as the head coach would change after the Super Bowl, but I guess it didn't.
Well,
we have breaking news. Ian Rappaport's reporting at number three, the Cardinals are trading with the Texans.
Whoa!
Wait a minute.
That's interesting.
Well, Ian Rappaport is right there on TV.
All right, he does have the best hair in the business, doesn't he?
From the Cardinals secret trade.
No, yeah.
He doesn't have any other features to go along with it, but you know, hey. To each their own.
Lacey, how you doing?
Hi.
You know what? Let me see if I can get this.
Does Lacey like Ian Rappaport's hair?
What'd I'm you not think? Quite
Lacey?
Sure.
We got to go to... We got.
Yeah, it's good. It's full.
All right.
It's full. Full. I mean, it's
wind,
not...
Wind tunnel tested like Mel Kiper's.
I'm leaving my hat on.
Oh, God.
So, you know what we have not started to do, and we're going to eventually have to do it.
Three.
We should probably do some of these pick evaluations.
Yeah, we can. Let's see what the Texans do with three here, though. I think they're going Will Anderson. It's got to be, unless they're going Jalen Carter.
They are going Will Anderson. Could this be?
It is Will Anderson.
Did they announce it? Okay.
Well, this is moving pretty fast right now.
Uh-huh.
Liking that.
Yeah.
Pretty solid start for Houston, huh? C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson.
Right.
I mean, two great programs that they're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, that's always the case with those programs.
Yeah.
You
know,
the Eagles
figured that out
right.
A couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Start cherry picking
Alabama,
from the Georgia.
I'm sorry,
Alabama. Georgia.
Yep. An undersized edge rusher from Louisville isn't going to come.
Yeah, Middle Tennessee State. Yeah.
TCU.
Tennessee Chattanooga.
Well, hold on. Middle Tennessee State. Don't say it. That's our boy.
Robert Covington.
Rocco.
Is that where he went?
Hey, and congratulations, Miami Heat, for knocking the Milwaukee Bucks out of the playoffs.
Hemi Butler.
Yeah, right now, this is setting up. If the Celtics advance, okay, just real quick.
I went to Tennessee
State. This is setting up to be an all-time, like, Diaz side of the Eastern Conference bracket.
Meltdown.
The Knicks, the Celtics, and Jimmy Butler. Oh, my goodness.
He's going to lose his mind.
What was up with Jimmy Butler the other day, man? He went off.
He's been going off this entire series.
Yeah.
And once again, I will say it, biggest mistake the Sixers
letting him out
ever made,
yeah.
Thank you, Alicia,
absolutely.
Was letting Jimmy Butler go.
Buckets.
I think Alicia needs to put on a headset.
Yeah,
put
Alicia,
a mic,
get in there.
Because if you're going to talk Sixers, you'll sound better than anything that's ever come out of that chair. Tenfold.
You can kind of push this down.
Tenfold.
That'll get you right where you need to be.
Getting some good Sixers analysis out of that chair is something we haven't had in the 5 years we've been doing this show.
Oh, my God.
Hopefully Diaz is not listening.
No.
I hope he is.
Hopefully he is.
And you think we're bad? I'm going to group text with his three best buddies, the Axis of Evil.
Oh, you the guys stuff kill
they,
it. When
dude, they kill Diaz on a daily basis. Daily.
Take me out of the
and group
text.
It's beautiful. Will Anderson Jr.
All right. There you go.
Wow. To the Texans.
Well, let's do this. Who's slotted to go fourth right now in a mock draft?
Is it Indy? I think Will Levis is probably the front runner.
Nothing better than first round quarterbacks out of Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, Kentucky's known for some really great. Good quarterbacks.
Tim, I can't wait to sleep on the couch all day.
Most of my research is going to be done within the first 10 picks. So hopefully.
Yeah. Zach, why don't you evaluate Will Levis right now?
All right, so going Will Levis here. He's a redshirt senior quarterback from Kentucky, transferred from Penn State in 2021. He's 6'4", 232. He's the oldest quarterback.
So he hates Penn State too?
He's just like us, Quimby. He agrees with us. Oldest quarterback out of the top four.
Throw me in that ring.
There we go. Smart people in this room. Oldest quarterback out of the top four as he will turn 24 on June 27th. He's from Newtown, Massachusetts. Majors in finance at Kentucky. He redshirted in his freshman year at Penn State before backing up Sean Clifford for two seasons. Went 17-7 in his two seasons as a starter at Kentucky. His numbers weren't eye-popping, but he led the team to the victory over number 15, Iowa, in the 2022 Citrus Bowl. He comes from a long line of athletes. This is pretty cool. His dad played football at Division III Denison University in Ohio. His mom was a two-time All-American
soccer player. That sounds
like a
ping-pong championship at Drexel University.
Hey. Uncle played football at Yale. Maternal great-grandfather was an All-American football player at Cornell and later a head coach of several college teams. He is
All Division III?
I know you would love this, Quimby. He's a TikTok star because of how he eats bananas and drinks coffee.
Giggity.
Also features videos of his golf outings, a series of celebrity look-alike photos of teammates, and a clip of hitting the goalpost crossbar with a pass from midfield on his knees that has been viewed over 200,000 times. And this right here is right up your alley as well, Quimby. His dream job is to be a stay-at-home dad with a wife who earns six figures. Isn't that all of our dreams?
Yeah.
I have to go. You guys can finish this show.
Can he play football?
I told you, I was really reaching for anything outside of football.
Can he play football?
There's not a single thing I have in common with that.
Right now, my dream job is to be a cable guy so I can fix Quimby's TV. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it hasn't been on in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
Son of a...
I mean, rats chewing the wires?
What's actually, it's probably
here?
Been since August, because when was the last time
somebody
Quimby
do another player evaluation?
It's flickering.
Well, who's got Will Anderson?
I got Will Anderson.
You got to go Will Anderson.
Okay, go ahead, Will.
Will Anderson obviously was going to be a top five pick. He's 21 years old, edge rusher from Alabama. How about this? Here's the fraction. 6'3.5". Got to throw that half in there. 253 pounds from Hampton, Georgia. The top-ranked edge rusher in the draft. He was named freshman year his second team All-SEC with 7 sacks and 10.5 tackles for loss. Sophomore year, Anderson was
named...
We're
paying attention to him, not you, Slash.
Yeah, I was going to say. SEC Defensive Player of the Year and was voted unanimous All-American after recording 17.5 sacks, 31 tackles for a loss, both of which led the nation and actually finished 5th in the Heisman voting. Pretty damn good for an edge rusher. And then junior year, 51 total tackles, 10 sacks, 1 pick. 10 sacks led the SEC. NFL comparison, pretty damn good, too. DeMarcus Ware. So look out for Will Anderson. Pretty good start for Houston.
They just announced the trade right here. Cardinals get 12, 33, a first in 2024, and a third in 2024. The Texans moved up to 3, so they went from 12
to
3.
This is awesome.
9 picks.
This is 4 picks they're going to screw up.
And they got 105. So the Cardinals got a lot. But the Texans got their guy.
On both ends. Both sides of the ball.
I was waiting for it.
I knew you were going for it.
So wow. I was going to be a TikTok banana display again.
TikTok banana.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, Quimby's going to run with this one. How he eats bananas.
With coffee? I don't.
Indianapolis, the pick is in.
He's got me fooled. How does he eat bananas?
This show might be an hour long.
Yeah.
It'd be fantastic.
Hey, the Phillies game was 2 hours and 4 minutes today. I mean,
They had a real Bad News Bears moment in the first inning, bro. It was bad.
Yeah, I know. I was listening on the radio.
1-0. Matt Strom.
Had to work.
Where's he in the Cy Young voting?
It's got a 2.38 ERA. It's not
so Indy, it seems like Indy could go Will Levis. If not, are you thinking Anthony Richardson here at quarter? They're going quarterback,
they're
correct?
Going quarterback for sure. It just depends on what drunken Jim Irsay wants.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? Why we're on the topic of football, because Philadelphia Eagles football is the biggest sport by far and away in this city.
It's our bread and butter.
And what's most important about football is being able to go to Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club before, during, or after the game. Alicia's here with us. Hello, Alicia. How are you?
Hello.
Don't be afraid to get right up on that microphone. Diaz doesn't know how to do it. He's
hey.
There you are. There you are. Alicia, I was in there with you guys on Monday, and thank you. Happy to have you guys on board. Proud and thankful.
We are happy too.
Tell us about the renovation, because if you guys didn't know, Cheerleaders is getting a massive makeover, and when I first walked in on Monday and saw the video wall, I mean, you want to talk about, we already got a little bit of Snickers in before. I'm like, the viewing experience there is phenomenal. Irv starts chirping like a 12-year-old girl. but now the actual sports viewing experience is enhanced greatly. It's cool as hell.
Yes.
Talk,
Anthony.
Wow.
Talk about what's taking place and what's gonna what people can expect with the new renovations.
Okay, so basically, right now we are expanding a little bit, more or so in our VIP rooms and the couch room, the bar area. There will be new stages, new lighting. So the concept, from what I hear, what John and I spoke about, the concept is luxury cars. So no matter which room you're in, you're going to have the feel of a different luxury car. But the lighting is insane.
I believe we posted that on social media a couple days ago. If you haven't looked at the plans, the artist rendering of what it's going to look like, the color schemes. I mean, Cheerleaders has always been great, but it's looked that way for 20 years.
That's about 16, 17 years of those renovations that were done the last time.
So it was due for a color change, but this is just phenomenal. It's cool as hell to look at. It's going to enhance
the Green Legion radio, the Green Legion Big Boy Fantasy Football League draft.
Yeah, there you go. That's a start.
I honestly, I don't feel like recruiting anymore. I think that's what's going to happen from here on. So there you go. Register ring. Alicia, register ring.
The Thursday night before Labor Day weekend. We'll see you then.
Yes, yes. When can we expect to see the renovations finished?
We are hoping for at least June, mid-June probably, for everything to be done.
Wow,
yes.
There's a lot to
do. It's been going on for a long time, so for quite a while. But as everybody knows from pandemic, no deliveries, you're not getting the product that you need.
Chicken parm sucks everywhere.
Mike's going to be so upset with you.
It doesn't.
There she is, everybody. Super Sam Brady, not saying much so far.
Chiming in. Yes. Great analysis.
and real quick, because it's her time to shine, slotted in a lot of mock drafts to go fifth is offensive tackle out of Northwestern, Peter Skoronski. I believe Super Sam has some evaluations on this player.
I do, but I literally am so bad at this.
Excuse me.
I have nothing.
Excuse me. Ready? Go.
First of all, you spelled his name wrong in the email.
Nice.
Peter Skoronski, offensive tackle, college junior out of Northwestern.
CJ DJ.
He's 6'4", speculated 315 pounds. That I found four different changes in that weight.
Everybody, welcome to the Rob V Show.
Would you like me to continue?
Yes. Go Sam. Go Sam. Yes, go Sam.
He is the grandson of Bob Skoronski, who was NFL championship tackle for the Packers. He started all 9 games of his freshman year and all 12 games of his sophomore year, and named first team All Big Ten. He was named the league's top offensive lineman and a first team All Conference selection in 2022. He's said to be the most pro ready tackle in the country, and that's all I have on.
That's awesome.
Great that's job.
What were we worried about? That was great.
That's way better than Mel Kiper.
He's durable.
Did I do better than Diaz? That's all that matters.
Well, hold on a second. Anytime that you speak and we don't have to listen to Diaz, that answer is yes.
Okay.
Can we talk about this fourth pick?
Is Diaz my buddy?
Because it's pretty much a shocker.
All right. Why don't you start talking about it?
I don't know what that is.
It's a shocker.
Anthony Richardson going number 4 to the Colts. You got to think that Shane Steichen wanted him over Will Levis because of what he did here with Jalen Hurts in Philly.
It could be the case, but also at the same time, his skill set is very, very raw. I mean, like, we'll see how this pans out and if Shane Steichen can be patient with his tool set. We don't know. Do they have a veteran quarterback that's there right now? That will play over him.
They did
just
sign.
Just so you know,
Irv
is here and he wants to. Speak
I was just. No. I was just trying to jump in. He's a highlight film, though. He's a highlight film, and he had a better season than Levis did.
Oh, they got Gardner Minshew
and Nick Foles.
His accuracy issues, though. I mean, he's like 54% in his 2 seasons.
He's a work in progress.
He's a work in progress.
Sure. Yes, he's working, but he's a highlight film. He's a guy that's going to be able to come in, and obviously they got to work with him. He's got to mature, just like any other quarterback that comes in. But this league is going in that direction with these quarterbacks that can run and that have maybe issues with passing, but they come in and they want to develop them.
He does not start from day one, though.
I also think he's maybe not, a more advanced
but he's
processor.
Starting before the season's over. He is starting before the season.
What was that, John?
He's a more advanced processor than he gets credit for. Like, he actually knows what he's looking at. It's just the accuracy problems are there. I agree. But I think that's something that can be fixed more than him knowing where to go with the ball. Because that can't be fixed. That's hard to fix.
Because C.J. Stroud failed that test miserably. I mean, he was like 18%. Anthony Richardson did score high on that. It's a new test. It replaced the Wonderlic. What is it, the S2?
Knowing where to go with the ball and getting the ball there are 2 different things.
Correct.
We have a quarterback, Jalen Hurts, that was struggling with in that area.
Vince
he knows
Young.
Where to go with the ball, but he just couldn't get it there, but he improved it.
Yes.
Actually, the funny part is we had 2 Eagles that are on the bookends of the worst and best score in the Wonderlic.
Kevin Cobb, was he the best?
Mike Mamula.
Mamula?
Wow. 49. And going, Vince Young, 6.
Wow. Yes.
Just for writing his name at the top. Everybody, here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso is ready to help you combine home and auto in South Jersey and Pennsylvania. Call Dave today. 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings are based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. This is Green Legion Radio with live coverage of the first round of the 2023.
You want to hang around for this fifth pick at 10?
NFL draft.
I'm antsy, baby.
Cut his mic off.
Why?
Brought to you by Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club.
I should have let that get out first, yes.
Yes, you should have.
Shame on me.
Way to go,
Slash.
Blame the producer.
Yeah, right? I figure we can wait for this fifth pick and then double break to the top of the hour.
Yeah, but half the time a pick is in, it doesn't come in for 2 minutes anyway.
Yeah, I know. We might be here.
Jansen, let's go to break. Everybody, Fox Sports, the Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. We'll be back right after this.
One right in the game. Anderson goes in motion. What a play by Richardson. A ball. Into Quavion Frazier's. Are you kidding me? Waiting on some
beautiful boy to say. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports Radio, Philadelphia, live atop our beautiful and have not been used studio in 9 months here in Northern Liberties.
It's pristine.
My name is Quimby. I'm your host this evening, joined by our producer, Slash, Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack Reggie. Ooh-ah. There we go. Super Sam Brady, the legendary Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer. Of course, Jansen keeps interrupting back in studio.
It's unfortunate.
There it is. There it is. Everybody, Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our friends at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, which I am happy. I have a great idea, by the way. I think I talked to you about this. Hey, everybody, Green Legion World. Imagine this. Imagine, first of all, we have a great parking scenario for every regional day game, which is the Giants and the Commodes every year. And instead of leaving from an empty parking lot, I think we're just going to leave from Cheerleaders so that when we come back, we can just unload four or five buses right into the club. There it is. There it is. But also, and I'm sure I'll get scrutinized by some Catholic on this one. And yeah, let me make it really clear. I don't give a damn.
They're probably looking for gluten-free rolls.
Yeah, yeah. I swear to God. No, you have no idea, Alicia. Literally, our trip to Kansas City in 2016? 17. I had somebody say, I would like a gluten-free roll at the tailgate. Not gluten-free rolls.
Gone.
A, singular. I almost wanted to get it just to throw it at her. Straight up hit her in the noggin. But imagine we have a buy-in for our clients for the Cheerleaders bus to and from these games where we charge $75 more. Every three people that pay $75 get on the bus that pays for a dancer to get on the bus and go to the game. And we get 10 or 12 dancers with 30 or 40 people on the bus as well. And you guys are making a crap load of money on the way up and even more on the way back. I think it's a great idea. And if you guys think the radio show will not be broadcasted from any other bus than the Cheerleaders bus, you are absolutely freaking insane.
Yeah.
Irv, how you doing?
Front seat, baby.
Can I give you a breakdown on Devin Witherspoon?
I would love, actually... I would love for you to go through your set right now because a lot of people are coming up that are in your
my
set.
My gosh, you want me to start with the receivers? Well, Witherspoon just got drafted.
Yeah.
So let's
Seattle at five, and then we had a trade at six. Cardinals just took the sixth pick.
From Detroit.
From okay. Detroit.
Well, let's just do
– Really?
I'll just do Witherspoon. Yes. He's out of Illinois. 5'11"
And an eighth?
Yeah, and a half. 181 pounds, and he was projected to go in the first round. Got something a little bit different, not history, you know, school stats and things like this. This has to do with his ability to play in the NFL. He plays with anticipation, route feel, and a constant or consistent sense of urgency to prevent catches, as displayed in his high number of pass breakups. He plays with ball hawk-like eyes, is what it says. Good balance from zone coverage and is very aggressive tackling both after catches and during the run, which is good in run support. There are snaps where he gets behind and stays behind due to his lack of premium speed. And he doesn't really have a burst to close when a receiver gets in front of him. His strengths are he only allows completion rate 34%, 34.9.
Sorry, Irv, real quick. The pick is coming in. It's going to be Paris Johnson Jr.
You're going to cut.
Offensive really? Tackle. I'm just
kidding. Me and Zach were just having a sidebar. We thought for sure Jalen Carter, it was going to be Jalen Carter.
Hold on a second. Continues to fall.
Thanks for interrupting, Irv. That was worthwhile.
I'm sorry.
Well, Irv. People are listening for live coverage.
That could have waited.
No, it couldn't.
Yeah, it could have. Anyway.
Remember that the next time Serena says that to you.
Wow, that here we go.
She doesn't say that to me. Serena, you're listening, right? She doesn't say that to me.
By the way, Serena, Irv is parked in as far of the corner of his seat as possible right now.
He has impressive route recognition. Eyes are probing. Well balanced.
Giggity.
And defending high and low route concepts from zones. He recognizes the route concepts and the route trees. Instinctive with 14 pass breakups in 2022. Takes the ball side angles to disrupt the catch. You know, he attacks the ball on the ball side from where it's coming in to keep the wide receiver from catching the ball.
zeros in on receivers, hands on deep balls. That's a skill that not a lot of defensive backs have.
It's tough. That's a receiver.
Yeah, when that deep ball is coming, that defensive back, Troy Vincent did that very well, where he's able to focus in on the hands of the receiver, and actually the receiver.
It would have been great
in
your career if you did that well.
You know what, Quimby?
Get him. Get him.
Only because
go
I like
get him.
You.
Get him.
Irv, he's physical with a striker's mentality. Again, he supports well in the run and when he tackles receivers in the pass. Weaknesses, he can be jab-stepped and gotten off balance when the receiver does his release. He covers his handsy when he's covering, so there's a lot of flags. That's
giggity.
Sluggish in his transitions when he's moving his hips, trying to change directions. Top-end speed is not very well. Not very good. Lacks juice to make up the distance when a receiver gets in front of him. And he will bite hard on play action and double move routes.
Double moves.
Quimby,
you get a lot of that in the NFL.
It's what it's going to.
But apparently, he is a good cornerback and can be a number one cornerback because he's drafted in the first round.
This draft is starting to pan out the way Quimby was envisioning it. I mean, like, we're a few picks away.
No, don't say stuff like that already.
He means the speed of it. He just means the speed, how fast they're being picked.
Six picks in about...
Hold on. All I heard minutes. Was Quimby was right.
Say that's what I told you. That's all
it.
He hears.
I don't give a damn what the content is. Speed. I heard two words. Three. Quimby is right.
I mean, you got Vegas...
Right.
Atlanta, Chicago, and then the Eagles.
Then the Eagles.
This is falling right into that range that we were talking about at the beginning of the draft where, you know, if Howie wants to jump up a few picks or he's going to
say, I think Atlanta takes him. I do.
They may, but it's going to cost too much to jump up unless there's just somebody who Carter.
This is a luxury pick, bro. You could, if you feel like that's going to solidify your defense for the next 4 or 5 years. And you got to give up 30 with it to jump two? I'm doing it.
Is he a starter right now?
Absolutely. Carter. And an impact player from the beginning.
Right now.
I mean, what are your options? I mean, he definitely starts over Jordan Davis, and he definitely over Milton Williams.
Of course.
So he'll be starting alongside Fletcher Cox.
And you know who's starting tonight at Cheerleaders? Lacey. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Lacey's part of the Cheerleaders Dream Team, and she's a dancer also at numerous tailgates, yes, this year with us.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't remember who was there because my head is so far up my culo, it's not even funny. I can say that. It's just ass.
We had our matching Nikes.
What's that?
We had our matching Nikes.
Nikes?
Yeah. Was that not you?
Wrong. Wrong guy.
Oh, no.
Hold on. My feet are too wide for Nike.
Oh, no.
First time Quimby's got mistaken for anybody else. Are we going for a sock joke here?
It's not Gordon Ramsay talking about a size 14 shoe every damn episode of Uncharted, but,
ooh,
you know.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Lacey, so how long have you been there working?
I've been there for, I guess, a year and a half now.
Year and a half. Mm-hmm. And... what is your favorite night to work, and when can people find you there? If you got you guys, hold on a second. There she is.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, no one wants to see Quimby.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know why the hell the camera is actually on me. We're going to leave this on Lacey for a moment. Very beautiful girl.
Thank you.
Blonde sometimes.
No. I'll go with that. Blonde sometimes. Most of the time.
Lacey, you'd be really hot if you had some curves.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
In other words, sorry, Lacey's what? Got some curves. Okay. Yeah, she's looking good. What nights do you work?
I am usually there Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Sometimes I'll make a guest appearance on a Saturday or Sunday. And you asked me my favorite nights to work. I love like a good Wednesday shift so I can get to hang out and actually talk to people and like get to know people. Fridays are like really fast paced, which is great. But
you're making money, but you don't get a chance.
I don't get to meet people like that or hang out and chill out. So I'm a big day weekday girl. Yeah. That's the word. Yeah.
Gotcha. Good. Good. All right. What's today? Thursday.
You just missed me.
So she's not starting tonight.
She's not starting tonight. Yeah. She's starting tomorrow.
I was going to say, if she was going in to work after the show, there would be more of a bullpen appearance.
Ah, I got it.
There you go.
She is Alvarado.
That's correct.
She just doesn't look like Alvarado.
She's an ace. Yeah.
I know. She's okay. She's got strikeout stuff.
Yeah. See that? All good stuff. Lacey, do you want to talk about anything on that sheet?
Sure. So next week we have Cinco de Drinko. So that's going to be on Friday, obviously May 5th. That's noon until 9. We have $6 Coronas and Corona Lights, $10 margaritas, and street tacos, 3 for $13. And then the following night is a fight night, so come watch the fight with us on our 75-foot TV wall.
That's awesome. And Serena, just one more time, you can see the space that Irv is creating over here.
I just need you to do me one favor here, and it's if you're going to sit in that chair, you have to say it, DS sucks.
DS.
Don't worry about it. Just follow, say it. Follow my lead.
I promise. I swear it's correct. Just say DS sucks.
DS sucks.
There we go.
Can we cut that for the soundboard, John Chancy? And you can drop it anytime on Sundays from 11 to 12, baseball brunch. So.
Everybody, Echelon awesome. Health and Fitness, located in Voorhees, New Jersey, voted best gym in South Jersey 5 years in a row. Membership starting at $8.99 per month. Family and locally owned, indoor track, newest cardio and strength training equipment, 3 studios, indoor pool, whirlpool, and dry sauna, even a kids club. Over 100 group fitness and Thrive personal training sessions available per week. MBSC Thrive Personal Training, considered the best group training in the country, and is exclusively offered in South Jersey at Echelon Health and Fitness. Member perks. Echelon members save at over 800 local businesses simply by being an active member. Coming to Audubon on June 3rd, and we will be there live to break, to cut the ribbon.
Yes, sir.
Smash the champagne bottle.
Whatever you want to do. Can we drink the champagne before
I now christen the Flying Wasp. Call 856-454-2976. That's 856-454-2976. Or go to echelonhf.com. That's echelonhfhealthfitness.com. Are we going to get this?
Tyree Wilson.
All right, Tyree Wilson. We come back from break here on Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our friends at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club. We'll get into Tyree and his bio and stats. On the flip side, Jansen, take it away.
Three-man rush, Timmy Gaines, and got it.
Look out. Down he goes.
That's a huge win right there. Huge win.
Tyree Wilson, number 19, the transfer from Texas A&M.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio bringing you live draft coverage of the first round of the 2023 NFL Draft here on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia, 102.5 FM. Brought to you by our friends at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club. Also brought to you by friends at EJ Mobile Cigar Lounge. We can be found on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at EJ Mobile Cigar Lounge. Our website is EJMobileCigarLounge.com. Come to you for any occasion or event. Premier luxury mobile cigar and hookah lounge in the Philadelphia area. Call or text EJ 215-806-3999. That's 215-806-3999. Big fan of E&J Mobile Cigar Lounge is our own Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Smoking those things right in my face every single broadcast.
Love to see you choke.
Yikes.
Excuse me? There it was. I knew it was coming. Beat me to it. But in all fairness, EJ has been a welcome addition to the tailgate.
Everybody loves him.
It's a great addition.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I will smoke the occasional cigar. When I quit smoking, I just didn't want to. I feel like I was going to go
didn't
right.
Want to
check
yourself?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we were up at the Giants game and we were walking through, there was that cigar truck, that mobile cigar truck. And I remember we were walking up and I was like, why don't we have any of these down our way? And I think like our very next show, Quimby had EJ out there.
Yeah, in all fairness, I have been trying to get a cigar sponsor for years
since Hollis. Yeah.
Before that, I mean, we have the outdoor footprint. Why not?
And a little side note, they're super nice, super friendly, very informative.
Good people.
Can ask them all kinds of questions. Yep. They're awesome.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And
they'll cut it, they'll light it.
And the funny part about my efforts trying to get somebody to sponsor from a cigar standpoint, like Cheerleaders, okay, example, All right, you guys come in with the dream team, and you're giving away tickets for, you know, free cover. They have great prizes, by the way. My Jameson Eagles hat. Yeah, if anybody ever touches that, I will smack.
Yo, the Bijan Robinson dream is over.
Good.
Anna is selecting him.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh.
Brother.
Just announced on Twitter.
I gotta
Which means Jalen Carter's gotta get through the Bears.
There's no crying.
You might as well just trade out of the first round. It's over.
Yeah.
Would tank.
No season. But anyway.
Tank.
Wow. You guys are giving away tickets and you're giving away prizes, but you're not collecting any dollars. All right. You know, you're promoting the club and hoping that people go there, you know, before, during, after, or at another point in time. With a cigar company, you could sell right there and you could smoke outside. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the last bastions of
a great matchup
go ahead.
Cheerleaders is actually going to have a cigar lounge as
yes!
well.
John told me that.
Yes.
Irv, you're still not allowed to come.
but I saw that wink, Quimby.
But I always thought that was odd because you're killing it. I mean, how much is he charging for cigars down there? 10, 15 bucks, kind of what it normally
depends
is?
Depends on what kind of cigar you get.
Depends
yeah.
on, yeah.
All right.
But yeah. the awesome thing is about
it. He has to sell 30 to make up for a sponsorship.
Like, you don't have to bring a cutter down. You don't have to bring, you don't have to bring a lighter.
They light it for you.
They do it all mm-hmm. right there for you. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Who are we talking about right now?
Bijan Robinson.
Besides Lacey.
Yikes.
Yeah. I'll be going now. Thank you.
Yes, please.
On Monday, Wednesday,
and
Fridays.
My wide feet.
And sometimes Saturdays.
Sometimes.
Sometimes Saturdays. She likes the weekends.
Who's up?
Am I talking about Bijan right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, you might as well.
Selection's coming in?
I mean, because you guys were, you know, filleting him earlier.
Well, he's gone now, so yeah. I don't want to talk about
junior,
him. He's gone.
Junior running back from the University of Texas, 5'11", 220 pounds, just turned 21 on January the 30th. Born in Tucson, Arizona. Set state.
Tucson, huh?
Tucson?
Should have been an Eagle.
Tucson?
Is it Tucson? Whatever it is.
Tucson.
Tucson.
There you go.
Did you say Tucson?
I've been to Arizona one time.
How's it spelled?
Hold on a second.
He's having a week.
Jansen, please, please cut that. Please clip that.
There you go. He set state Arizona. He set state Arizona records after rushing for 7,036 yards and 114 touchdowns in his high school career. As a senior, he was the Arizona Gatorade Football Player of the Year after rushing for 2,235 yards, 38 touchdowns on 126 carries. His senior year.
That's pretty awesome.
38 touchdowns out of 126 carries.
The Eagles have traded up one spot.
Wow.
Whoa. On the clock.
Getting that right now.
And we're out of here.
They're getting Jalen Carter.
Yeah, they're taking Carter.
Yes, Eagles!
Wow.
They're taking Carter.
I wonder what you guys talk. I got to.
What they had to give up for that.
Not much. Shouldn't be much. Maybe a two.
Take a look here.
But nothing's coming across right now.
No, Tom Pelissero looks like broke the news. I'm not seeing anything yet, but the Eagles are on the clock. I mean, if it's not Jalen Carter, who else do you guys think it would be?
That's who it is.
It's Jalen Carter. Just broke. Eagles, Albert Breer. Eagles are taking Georgia defensive tackle Jalen Carter.
Wow.
Look at that.
I'm sorry. Wait. Can we say it one more time?
No.
Say it. All of you. And what did I say
they were going to do?
With
the number 9 pick in the 2023 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Jalen Carter, defensive tackle from Georgia.
You know what? I'm hoping.
Jansen, normally that goes before, but I'll take the
hold on. Yeah. Hold on.
Hold on.
Oh, you're giving me the finger now.
Quimby was right last year about Jordan Davis, too, which was another.
And Jordan Davis is going to be a stud once he gets his head out of his head.
Going to be?
Gentlemen, side chatter.
Overweight defensive tackle out of Georgia, which is the same thing.
Played 10
Carter.
Plays this
year. You better hope this one pans out because you would have predicted two busts over the last 2 years. He better get his crap together.
I don't like you.
Well,
you do.
That'd be the case. The Eagles are addressing
I'll see you in Tucson, Arizona.
What you consider to be a hole in the defense.
Or Jansen, our IT guy, Brian, is going to be calling in here in a couple minutes, just so you know. Everybody, no more entries. No more entries for the regional trip. Your choice of Commodes, the Giants, Jets.
Giants.
Trip for two. Trip for two.
You're off the chain, man. You're off the chain.
I'm having fun. You're off the chain. Leave me alone. I was hungover as balls earlier. I'm feeling better now after a couple shots.
Well, balls are normally hung.
Yep. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, hold on a second. Also, all right, I said Jalen Carter, but what else did I say?
They would trade up to 8, but they traded up 9, so you're wrong.
They still traded up.
Because the good news is, you're fired.
Someone had to get fired tonight.
That's the worst part. I can't use the soundboard anymore.
No, see, there you go. Then well, I'm that's not a good thing. Fired.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That's a good thing. You don't have the board.
Hold on a
Looks
second.
Like you're hosting Bud Light Baseball Brunch on on
there
Sunday.
There we are. Slash. who has Jalen?
I do.
Go.
Alrighty. So Jalen Carter, he's been in the news, sadly, earlier this year. But first off, junior defensive tackle from Georgia, like I mentioned, 22 years old, 6'3", 314 from, now this is one I can't pronounce, Apopka, Florida. They had him as the top-ranked defensive lineman in the draft, so getting him at 9's a pretty good pick, right?
My awesome.
God.
They moved look up. At her, Becky, look at
they
her
They moved
butt.
Up oh. one pick.
What did they give?
For a 2024 fourth rounder.
No!
Wow. When that's they all have, they gave up?
And remember, the Eagles are slated to have 13 picks next
year. Well,
hold
on a second. Right. They probably yeah. told Chicago, this is who we're taking. Do you want them? And they said, we don't care. Here's a fourth round
pick. Fourth round pick.
Wow. Thank you.
Genius.
Wow.
Howie Roseman.
That's beautiful.
Jameer Gibbs at 30 now?
Yeah, all right, that's well, what
hold
I'm
on. Let's do our work here real quick. Jansen, you got Brian on hold right now?
Yep.
Thanks. He's not the best color analyst in the league for nothing, Monty. Can you patch him in?
That was yeah. He's there.
Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey,
how are you, sir?
Great show.
Ah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Dad, you only say that because I pay you.
And it's CS free.
but that's true, but you didn't pay me to say that.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. I
Wait,
appreciate
Quimby
that.
Pays
By the way, did you hear? Have you been listening? I was right. Again.
Right. Everyone heard you say you were right. I think that's how it goes.
Hey, Brian, let's do this real quick because... we've got a lot of stuff to do, and we only have one more break, and this show is over, which is awesome. But
there's Arthur.
How many entries did we wind up having as of right now?
Right now, you have, let me scroll way down the bottom list, 459 entries.
Good Lord. 459. Okay. So as we said we were going to do this, I'm going to let Siri call out this fate. All right, everything's got to sell, right, Brian?
Yeah, dude.
459?
Yep.
Hey, Siri, pick a random number between 1 and 459.
Great wow. job, Siri. Say it with your chest.
Try this again.
She's mad at you.
I had the ringer off. Hey, Siri, pick a random number between 1 and 459.
The answer is 431.
Wow. Wow, somebody that got in probably today.
She likes a good high number.
431. Who is 431, Brian?
Michelle Ment.
Spell that last name?
M-E-T-Z.
Metz. Metz. Michelle Metz.
Nah, she loses. Her last name's Metz. Nah, we can't. pick another number, Siri.
Everybody, Michelle, the views and opinions of the show are not necessarily the view. Everybody, Michelle Metz, you just won a trip for two to either the Commodes, the Vigiants, or the Jets this year. We will get in touch with you via email. Congratulations. Are we coming up on a break here? I think we are.
Yeah.
So let me get my last read in. Don't hang out alone in the man cave. For any season.
For baseball season.
Try hanging out at Cheerleaders with sexy entertainers, $4 domestic beers, Jameson specials, and awesome prizes during football season. That's right. Stop in before, during, or after any game, not only to see your favorite entertainers, Lacey. But also your chance to win an awesome game day prize during football season. The most epic game day experience is at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, where champions play. Cheerleaders is open daily from noon until 2 a.m. You guys, Jalen Carter to Georgia. The middle of our defense is two-time national champion Georgia. Nakobe Dean, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to think it's going to pan out. It has to.
Do you want analysis or are we going to break?
We're going to break.
All right, there you go.
Green Legion Radio, live coverage of the first round of the NFL Draft 2023, brought to you by our friends at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club. You guys will be back right after this.
Outstanding. And Jalen Carter.
So is he.
Yeah.
Great highlight.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, God.
What did he do?
Honestly, that Sean Brace commercial might be my favorite of all time.
I didn't know that was him. I've heard it a million times. I didn't know it was him.
God, that really? Got me going. Everybody, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler. 102.5 FM Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club. We do have Alicia and Lacey here from Cheerleaders right now. Alicia is kind of wearing about the same amount of clothing that she would wear at the club. There's not too much with those jeans, or not too much left, I guess, is probably what we should say.
I'm Lacey.
Wait, did I say Alicia?
Yeah.
That's all right. I had a couple shots already, you guys. As you know, the show usually degrades itself by now. Irv. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. What's up?
I just want you to say something. You've been really quiet over there.
I've been watching, the people that I've studied or, got my, I was assigned to give stats on today. None of them came up yet. So,
I'm sorry about that.
And my whole spiel about, Bijan Robinson and the need for the Eagles benefit.
Irv,
let
me ask you this,
what?
Too.
What?
Because
happy right now.
This is your specialty.
I'm not happy right now. That's all. What do you want?
I mean, we're 10 picks deep now, and there hasn't been a wide receiver left.
This is not a big wide receiver class.
I would like to see the last time that a wide receiver has not been taken in the top 10, because there's been some pretty heavy wide receiver drafts in the last couple of years.
But this is not one of them. Even the ones that I have, at the top of my list as far as being the better
Johnson
wide receivers.
None of these teams have been that desperate to, reach for a wide
receiver.
And
they're just not that explosive. They're not highlight films. They're not that big of a difference maker.
Yeah.
It's not Marvin Harrison Jr.
No.
Who's going to be top five next
year. Yes, next year. Next year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although the other guy from Ohio State is supposed to be one of the top wide receivers, right?
The guy now?
Yeah, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Actually, this draft should be a fairly good amount of tight ends. It should be a good class for tight ends.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, there is definitely not enough Jalen Reagor wide receiver quality players.
And how about Chicago at 10 takes Darnell Wright from Tennessee? So
I haven't even seen him close to the top 10 pick.
Sam's guy didn't even get picked.
Pete Skoronski. Two things that I want to talk about, and one we discussed a little bit earlier, which was, picking these players from Tennessee, I get it. It's an SEC school, but it's not a powerhouse when it comes to football. Matter of fact, they're as useful as boobs on fish. All right?
I'm glad you said boobs.
That's the same thing I'm saying about Skoronski. It's Northwestern. They won one game this year.
I think it's a little bit different when it comes to...
He didn't block anybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you have to go
off?
What's
the level of competition?
All right, I get it. But I'm going to come back to that. But I want to circle to you, Irv, because you were a player in 1984.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, that's all right, man.
Jansen tweeted that out. I'm like, why don't you just show Irv's age without
He still looks better than any of us.
He's still in best shape.
The rest of us are fat slobs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's saying much, though, with the people and the gentlemen in this room.
Irv hears that Jansen's eating Taco Bell. He's like, I haven't eaten Taco Bell ever.
You know what, Jansen? We appreciate you hitting that mute button every time.
Yeah, thanks for your awesome analysis on Tennessee, who was literally 10-2 last season.
Literally, 10-2 doesn't mean squat in football. Penn State's been 10-2 the last 12 seasons.
Tennessee beat Florida, Alabama, and Kentucky last season. The only team that they lost, the two teams they lost to were Georgia, and they lost to South Carolina because Hooker tore his ACL.
Here's the only problem.
They beat Clemson in the Capital One Orange Bowl.
Can't mute him. Can't mute him.
I can't. The only way I can cut off Jansen is if we lose the feed.
Yeah, you want me? I'll disconnect.
Yeah. Are we still getting paid for a full show, even though we've done an hour and a half?
Irv, hey, Jansen.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate
you.
You're
welcome.
Tell me what it was like as a player when you were coming out of college. In the draft, you had already told us this story, I believe, last year. It wasn't quite what it is now. It
nowhere
wasn't
near what it is right now. Yeah.
But you still had to have jitters. You know, where am I going? What is the future for Irving Fryer, a young man coming out of Nebraska? Where am I going to be playing? Who am I going to be trying to take to a Super Bowl? Which, by the way, you did. I'm curious what it was like for you.
Well, it actually started before the NFL draft because, remember, the USFL was at its high point when I came out. So there were a lot of athletes coming out of college that year that the USFL was sucking up. So I actually had my experience in terms of being drafted and all of that with the USFL before the NFL draft. Had an opportunity to go sit in the Trump Tower and negotiate with Donald Trump. He didn't want to guarantee my contract, so that's why I didn't sign with the USFL. But it was not anything near.
I didn't know you had Trump ties. Because I'm going to play that for you every time.
I don't have Trump ties.
Because the good news is
the ties were never tied. It was never tied. There was never any relationship.
I heard you guys were best friends.
Nah, you heard wrong.
Okay.
Don't start lies.
Don't worry, your street cred's not in jeopardy.
It's pronounced right now, fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, there you go.
But no, it wasn't nearly what this is now. There weren't a whole lot of people around. I actually signed my contract before the draft actually took place. So I just showed up to be announced as the first player taken, and then I got back in the car and went home.
Seriously?
So, yeah, it was really not very eventful.
Yeah, I mean, Irv's swag at that time. I mean, these guys are wearing like $5,000 Gucci suits.
It was crazy.
He's wearing a flannel and jean shorts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're sponsored by at this point.
Right. It was.
It's totally their first time they could get away with actually being sponsored by.
Jalen was getting ripped the other day for the Gucci suit he was wearing because he left the tag on. Like,
no, that's what the young kids do now. Yeah. They leave the tags
but also
on.
Gucci.
When have you seen somebody take a tag off a hat recently?
Right. But that's what the kids do now. They leave the tags on their suits, on the suit coats or the suit jackets.
I love it.
So you can see what it is. Yeah.
That's what the kids do.
That's what the kids do.
They're kids.
Man.
All right, man. How's that fence you're sitting on right now?
How's that fence I'm sitting on right now? They're kids.
Let the kids be.
They're kids.
I'm just messing with you, brother.
No, they're kids. They are kids.
Irv.
Yeah, I love you too.
Those that can't see this right now.
What do we got going on? Who's coming up?
Tennessee's on the clock, which is going to be interesting.
This
is
quarterback. By the way, who is the jackass that started this
Derrick Henry? Yes. I was going to ask.
Come on.
Affiliated with someone that's affiliated with Derrick Henry that's also affiliated.
Is there any validity to it at all?
No. Zero. Absolutely not.
So would you be opposed to Derrick Henry coming here?
Absolutely.
For a 2024 fourth round pick, let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hold on. For a third or fourth round pick, sure.
Of course.
But
for Rashad Penny, straight up?
Yeah, why is he on the team?
I mean, think about it.
He's good for the first six games.
If you guys remember, we were analyzing that Tennessee game pretty hard when they came to town.
We were all worried about Derrick Henry.
But if you looked at his stats from this past season, I mean, he had a couple really excellent Derrick Henry games.
Right, and then
couple really terrible Derrick Henry games. 2.9, 2.7, 2.5 yards per carry.
That was one of those games against us. Yeah.
But you know why? You know why he was so ineffective against us? Jonathan Gannon.
Jonathan Gannon didn't play a snap.
All right, here's the Titan selection coming up.
Horse's ass.
Is this the fourth quarter?
Will Levis?
Got to be Will Levis, right?
Will Levis?
Nope.
Don't spoil it for us.
Yeah, Jansen, shut the hell up.
Pete Skoronski!
Oh! Skoronski for real?
shore up that offensive line for Malik Willis.
Who the hell is Elijah Vera Tucker?
Wow.
Oh, my God. We could have traded back a spot in Gaskaronski.
Yeah.
And a 2024 fourth round pick.
We got. Oh, watch this guy be like, wow. Be the next Lane Johnson.
You guys are killing me today. Seriously. This has been one of the most entertaining shows we've had in a long time.
Yeah,
it's the first time we all been in a room together.
Skaronski.
No, I mean, we were all football season.
Yeah, but it's been a while.
I thought I would add to this before you guys
and to go back
so
back
rudely
here.
Interrupted is because Diaz isn't here.
Right, and I agree with that as well.
So you think Derrick Henry wants to stay with the Titans now?
To go back-to-back, the 12th pick is already in. The Lions are taking Jameer Gibbs.
Wow.
Alabama running back. Yep.
Wow, that's a reach. They already have running backs.
Yeah, well, they lost Jamal Williams.
I know that.
But they still have DeAndre Swift, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't
know. And they signed David Montgomery.
David Montgomery.
Sack, this is your guy if you want to hit it.
Yeah, Jameer Gibbs, junior running back from Alabama. Also just turned 21 March 20th. 5'9", 200 pounds out of Dalton, Georgia. See what I did there? Dalton, Georgia.
Yeah.
As a senior in high school, he led the state with 2,554 rushing yards and 40 touchdowns. Senior high school. Named first team All-State, the Georgia 6A 2020 Offensive Player of the Year, and a first team All-American by Sports Illustrated. He transferred to Alabama for the 2022 season after spending first two seasons of his college career at Georgia Tech. Was voted second team All-SEC, 926 rushing yards on 151 attempts with 7 touchdowns, 44 receptions for 444 yards and 3 touchdowns. He draws comparisons to Alvin Kamara. He majored in literature, media, and communication, and also he can return kicks too, so he's multifaceted.
That's a reach.
He can catch that's a reach. At 12.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you had
Alvin
more.
Kamara,
huge reach. Huge.
Well, if they're signing David Montgomery, you already have DeAndre Swift. I mean, you don't bulk up a position. You already have players at it with the 12th overall pick. Especially a guy that's not slated to go till the end of the first round, maybe early second.
Seriously.
Maybe they have plans on shifting
players
around.
Who knows? For now, it doesn't make sense.
Hold on a second. Seriously. Why are you questioning this move? It's the Ford family. They're one of the dumbest owners in sports.
That's the thing. Last year, the problem with Detroit was the defense. It wasn't the offense. The offense moved the ball. Jared Goff in the last. Yeah.
Do you actually find it weird that they threw a crazy Ivan in this thing?
Crazy.
Who was the last ranked defense in football last year?
Detroit. Not even at the Titans.
Detroit Lions.
Detroit was?
It was Detroit, yep.
Titans were against the run.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, that makes no sense to me, man. I don't get that at all.
No, Titans were against the pass.
Against the run.
I thought it was the pass.
Run.
Because we torched them with the pass.
Well, let's make sure we have some more bad radio by continuing to negotiate this.
Let's go back and forth.
Pass, run.
Yes,
pass.
No, yes, no.
Duck season, rabbit season.
Actually, to add to this insult to injury, I don't think Detroit was the worst. They were the worst in pass defense, I believe, the Lions
were. No, he said Titans were the worst in the pass.
Well, then it was the run. I don't know.
Everybody, welcome to Green Legion Radio's crap show. See that, Jansen?
I'll shore this up.
I've been doing pretty good so far.
Crap show presented by Taco Bell.
I'm broadcasting from the sports bar in the Dominican about 3 Saturdays ago, Jansen? Is that how long it's been?
It feels like it's been forever ago. I want to forget that show.
I love you. I do. The food at the resort is they have a new chef. It's not so good.
Do that again?
I can do it as many times as you need, big dog.
Second to worst pass defense last year was the Tennessee Titans. Vikings were number one.
Pass defense.
You're getting muted.
Anyway, I finally got tired of it. I was hungover. I was late.
Of course you were.
Shut up. It was 12:30. I wanted to get something in my stomach before I started a broadcast, and the beef fajitas they had were like chewing on rubber. So I confronted the manager of the sports bar, and I I didn't do it very professionally.
And no!
And why are we not surprised?
Jansen's listening to this as all of a sudden...
Oh, he did tell me this.
There's five more people in suits that show up to the bar. Two security guards. Now, keep in mind, I own this place. I've been to this resort 25 times. All right? And we work with them every year for the bye week. I wasn't getting thrown out, so I thought... And as all these security guards started hovering around me and the suits started hovering around me, because I'm in the back corner of the bar, you know, that one small section that I just take?
Yes.
Where nobody's allowed to sit except me.
With the big TV?
No.
Or on the other side?
On the other side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By the kitchen entrance.
Like, yeah. Where he's tucked in and shady.
Yeah, absolutely. Where I could...
Just catcalling random women.
Say again.
Two words that Quimby Quimby's
corner.
Most
Q's
about.
Corner.
I'm
love it.
I'm late.
But literally, I thought I was going to get thrown out. And I'm talking to Jansen, and I'm actually a little nervous right now. I'm like, Jansen, dude, I'm going to get tossed right now. And I don't remember what happened, but I was losing my train of thought, and I dropped an F-bomb. And Jansen goes, Quimby, come on. Right as I'm about to get thrown out of the bar. Quimby, come on, man. Oh. I didn't get thrown out. But
I did not say
great.
That at all.
It was great getting ostracized by Jansen.
Excuse me, we lost the feed at Dominican. This is the line change on Saturday with John Jansen.
Yeah. It was Green Legion Radio, but we're going to hand things off for the last
half hour.
We're going
to cut it over to Sean Brace's Top Dog Law commercial.
I'm so happy now.
You guys are out of control tonight. See, that's why I'm being quiet, because it's just out of control.
So Detroit was the worst rush defense. That's what I
Where were the Titans?
Are we still on this thing?
Yeah.
Where were the Titans?
Remember the Titans.
The Titans were in the middle of the
left side.
Game. Yeah, they were in the middle.
Strong side.
Left side.
Strong side. If I don't want them to gain another yard.
Remember the Titans.
It's a great movie.
If they get past that line of scrimmage, I swear I will sit every one of you.
We also have horrible. Yeah, that was a disgrace.
Can you cut this feed?
That was actually pretty good.
13th pick.
Yeah, kiss my ass, Jansen. Hey,
come on, Coach Yost.
Green. The Packers at 13 are taking Iowa defensive end Lucas Van Ness.
Yes! Yes!
Why Please. Is that a yes?
Because he was rumored to go to the Eagles. I didn't want him to drop
off. Well, he ain't dropping to 30.
There's no reason for an edge.
Listen to me on radio. He ain't dropping to 30.
I'm sorry. There was no reason for an edge rusher because our biggest need was defensive tackle.
You know, the rumors that were going around about us taking Pete Skoronski, like, it just annoyed me. Like, if you look at the Eagles' offensive line.
About as annoying as taking Bijan.
No, but I'm...
Or I'm just the discussion
I'm
of
talking
it.
About no,
if
no. You look that, at the, if that's you, just idiotic.
If you look at the take Eagles' offensive line last season, okay, left tackle was a seventh-round pick. Mm-hmm. Second-round pick on your left guard. Your center was a sixth-round pick, okay? Your right guard was a third-round pick. The only first-round pick you had... And that whole entire offensive line was Lane Johnson. Mm-hmm. Why would you? Pete Skoronski, stop.
And he doesn't even. He's not better than anybody on that offensive line.
Draft a tackle to sit behind your left tackle that you just signed to a big extension and to sit behind a guy that hasn't gotten a sack in 3 years. I mean, come on. Like, can we be real here? You can get one of those guys later on. Give him to Stoutland University.
By the way, Sam is completely messed up.
We all knew that.
Wow.
Well, as we, it's interesting.
And I'm the only one that can see her.
Sam, have you been drinking?
I know.
I have a direct line of sight. I'm the only one on this show that has.
Because every time someone brings him up, I grab my papers.
Yeah. So every time anybody brings up Skoronski, she's like this.
Skoronski. I have statistics on Skoronski.
Listen, look at the person that I got picked to do, and that's all we can get away from him.
Irv did all that research on all those players, and he got one guy.
It's all right.
That got cut off by you.
And we've got 15 minutes left.
It's okay.
But anyway, 14th pick, New England's on the clock. Will Levis is on the board.
Ooh,
they're out on Mac Jones.
This is a spot.
Is this where he goes, or do you think they go in a different direction? Who's the quarterback guy?
If he gets past New England, okay, the Jets just traded for Aaron Rodgers.
Levis, you talking about?
Yes. Washington has
Washington.
That's a spot right there.
You think
maybe Tampa at 19?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Then it really drops off from there. It could be interesting. Minnesota? No. Kirk Cousins makes too much money.
You know what?
But I definitely what do you think, Irv?
I don't know. You think Bienemy could work with him, Levis, in Washington?
Yeah. I think he could. I mean, it couldn't be worse than Taylor Heinicke or the ghost of Carson Wentz. So.
Hey, didn't Heinicke beat us?
I was surprised Bienemy went there. That was.
I mean, I would think that New England and Belichick are licking their chops at 14 with a little.
Hold on a second.
Levis
Where are you
available.
Going? I'm just kidding. You need to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
The safest one is that way.
Don't use the studio bathroom in
the jacuzzi hot tub.
Now everybody who's listening knows. Now everybody who's listening knows she had to go to the bathroom.
Like crap.
Hold on. How many times have I told people I got to drop a deuce on this show?
Oh, my God.
I remember once you did.
Jansen has it in the last 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of not dropping deuces, the Ludlam Hotel in Sea Isle City, everyone happy to introduce you for the first time, the second time, the fully renovated Ludlam Hotel at 4000 Landis Avenue in Sea Isle City. Sam, knock it off.
I told you I needed a new read.
Yes, the old La Costa. I got to do the new read. With complete renovation finish.
You think?
Chris, Amy, Glancy, I'm so sorry about this. All right, my staff is out of control today. There's not much I can do.
Next time you walk into Veterans Stadium, make sure to...
Everybody, the Ludlam Hotel, awesome people, awesome owners, awesome bar, awesome restaurant, awesome hotel, conveniently located to the beach, kiss my ass, Green Legion Radio, brought to you by Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club here on Fox Sports Radio, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Coming back for a final segment with you jackasses right after this.
I feel like crap.
I'm sorry, I'll just let this song play the whole way through, honestly.
Feel-good music. This is summer music, baby.
Love a little Sublime, baby. Love a little Sublime.
You're hanging out down at Kavanaugh's River Deck?
Yeah. Everybody, Green Legion Radio. Brought to you by the Nunnemaker family. Jackass. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club. Everybody, Cheerleaders is open daily from noon until 2 a.m. Make sure you get down there, not only to see your favorite entertainers, but to watch the best sporting events and featured dancers. Maddie May, May 4th? Third and fourth?
No, 28th to the 29th.
April 28th to the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was doing this off of complete memory, and I have been drinking.
No,
April 28th and 29th. Thank you, Lacey. Who's the next featured dancer after that?
Jessie Pony. It's her first time at Cheerleaders, too.
Boom, boom, boom. They're going to beatbox again.
All right. Then I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to play this song. For the rest of the show.
I was thinking more jump on it, but if you want to go that route, go for it.
Oh, I'm done. I have absolutely had it with all of you asshats today. No, you think I'm kidding.
I'm always kidding. You should be happy. You were right.
It's
such a shame you don't have a soundboard.
Yeah, you have good
speakers. You should be happy, Quimby, with your pick. You were right today.
That's why he's playing this song.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that's
Lacey, if you start snapping into rhythm, you just keep going. What's your go-to song when you're up on the stage?
We don't get to pick our songs.
No? Wait, really? No, I thought the girls got to pick their songs.
I don't know.
But if you had to,
oh my God, you brought up apparently a very really sensitive topic. Did you just hear Lacey?
We're still sorting it out.
No. I'd rather not. That the pressure's on when you have to pick your songs. I don't think I have a go-to song. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. What is your? How old are you?
I'm 25. So I like. Yeah. What?
I thought you were gonna have a white wristband at work. Be honest with you.
They're pink.
They're pink.
They're pink.
Sorry.
Under 25.
Sorry. It was the other spot. I'm learning.
I don't know. I like the early 2000s R&B, though. That's fun.
All right. I'm picking your songs the next time I'm in there and you're
No,
working.
Definitely. I'm sure if you hand the DJ like 20, 30 bucks, he'll let you pick
I'm not
going
to do that. I'd rather hand it to you.
I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and you know,
true don't, story. Don't let Quimby pick your songs.
Quimby giving $20 to $30 yeah. dollars
no,
to
I'll
mail.
Dance to whatever. Yeah, just don't
say that. You'll be dancing to Photograph by Def Leppard.
He's gonna play that. He's gonna play that now. He's going to the playlist. He's going to the playlist. I didn't say it. What are you giving me the finger for?
Not you, Irv.
I didn't say it. You're waving it all over the room.
I wish Diaz was here for that one.
Oh, dude, yeah. Oh, dude, he'd be flipping out. He'd be changing over into his playoff Claude Giroux Halloween costume.
No, that's Nickelback.
Yeah, worse. And I feel like this definitely also.
No,
gets
no,
played
no.
In
I don't have that. That's Jansen back in studio.
What? This isn't the Photograph you wanted, Quimby?
Growing up in the 80s with a mullet, you guys don't know what it's like.
We used to have a pole in here.
I think you should go right back there. To Nickelback.
Yeah, wait, you should bring the pole
I'm actually
back.
Jealous I didn't have a mullet.
Excuse me, Lacey, I did not know that you were going to be here. It's in the closet. I could, you know, I'll make arrangements
next
the next time.
Yeah, next time.
Can we bring back the couch?
No, that thing got up and walked out of here on its own.
It found its own job.
No. If we ever told our guests what that couch had been through, oh God! Keeping in mind, Rob Valivas, good friend of the program, the Rob V Show, concentrates predominantly on the adult film industry, and we had many adult film stars in here, whether they were feature dancing somewhere or just visiting.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
If they ever knew the shenanigans that took place on the IKEA black couch that was here for 8 years.
Way longer than IKEA anticipated too.
It took 8 years to put it together. And then it stood there for 8 years.
Honestly, there was, if you got close enough, there was a waft.
That's the most disgusting thing
that's
I think
just
I've ever
no bad. Jim.
Thank you, Tom.
There's definitely a waft. There's a waft going on in the iHeartRadio studios at Jansen right now.
Yeah, can't wait to get the letter. Can't wait to get the email from Jeff Moore tomorrow. Quimby might be pushing it a little bit.
All right, boss.
Is that the couch or post Jansen Taco Bell?
He's producing the show right now on the couch.
Oh my
after eating
God.
Taco Bell.
Diaz, I hope you're listening out there. This show is so much better without you.
Hold on. Lacey, say it again.
You suck. Wait, Diaz sucks.
By the way, the Jets taking forever at 15.
Really?
To make a pick.
What do you expect from Woody Johnson?
Yeah. I mean, the Jets organization as a whole.
Woody.
You got to think they go defense?
Well, hold on a second. Who was their receiver they picked up last year?
Garrett Wilson.
And they drafted.
Sauce Gardner, the offensive and defensive rookies of the year last year. Yeah, they did a phenomenal job with their draft picks. Yep.
And do they picked up Alan Lazard.
I guess the question is, did Aaron Rodgers come over there and say, hey, I need or want this, which he didn't get in Green Bay.
Alan Lazard, they brought in from Green Bay.
Yeah.
They're going to get Bryce Hall. Back.
Brees Hall.
Brees Hall.
They have weapons on offense, and their defense was pretty damn good last year. Most of the reason why they went 9-8.
You know what the good thing for Aaron Rodgers is?
They're talking Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, but that's a tough conference.
No, I know it's tough, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying they're talking Super Bowl. It's a tough conference.
Hold on.
It's a stretch.
It'll never happen.
It's a stretch, yeah.
It'll never happen. Bad ownership, bad execs, bad general manager, bad accounting, bad management, bad players, bad team. Sorry. Stems from the top. But you know what the good thing is?
They'll have a better record this year.
Aaron Rodgers will have a city with 15 million people, and at least 14 million of them are as ugly as Shailene Woodley.
Well, it's pretty accurate.
A movie I watched with her, and it was pretty good. I can't remember what it was.
I hope it wasn't the.
Could you clip that, Jansen? Could you please clip that one as well?
That was Divergent.
No, Divergent was not. No. Was it the one where she gets stranded on the boat with the dude?
I'm sorry. That was on Pornhub.
No, it was.
That was on
Adrift. Come on, Adrift.
Adrift. Come on. I saw that movie.
Slash doesn't watch that movie. Channel. Slash watches Lifetime.
It's a good movie.
Who'd the Jets take?
We're waiting on
Lifetime has its moments. Not really.
Oh my God, we're almost done. Jansen, do you have anything to add?
I got nothing for the rest of the show.
Is that Taco Bell?
You can't possibly feed off of what we have been talking about for the last half hour.
I'm just hoping I still have my job after this.
Yeah. Hey, don't blame it on me. Everybody else does, bro. Don't worry about it. I got you covered.
Before we get out of here, let's get everybody's final thoughts.
Well, Irv, do you want to go first or last?
I want to go last.
All right. Good. Sam?
I got nothing. You guys didn't want to hear about
Hold on a second. Paris all Johnson you need to do Jr. is all you need to do is this. Ready?
Oh, and then there's my guy right here.
Yep.
There's all next season you're going to be keeping Nikurski. Us up on Pete Skoronski.
You will know everything next season about Peter Skoronski.
Let's go live to Sam for a Pete Skoronski report.
Pete Skoronski.
He had 3 pancakes last week. Thanks.
Oh, well, I'm following him on Twitter like yesterday.
Slash, what do you got?
I think we landed in a perfect world where Bijan Robinson got picked already. So with the Eagles selecting Jalen Carter, you don't have people going, oh, this is a big mistake. They should have gone Robinson, blah, blah, blah. He was already gone. The Eagles traded up to 9 to secure the Jalen Carter pick, only giving up, what was that, the 4th rounder next year?
Yeah, 2024.
I think we're living in a utopia right now.
I mean, the Eagles just went to the Super Bowl. They got lucky with the fact that the Saints sucked last year. We got the 10th pick of the draft. We traded a 4th-round pick to move up to 9, and we got the best player. I mean, like, seriously, if he didn't have his issues...
Best player available at the position we need.
Yeah, but he would have also went... If he didn't have those issues after the national championship game, he would have went number one overall.
Right.
Overall.
Right.
Now, I'm not a fan of the guy because of all the things that have come out, but you got the best player at the premium position that you need on your defense to build around. If Jordan Davis can get his head out of his ass and this kid can get himself together, the MVP for the Eagles next season will be their nutritionist.
Real quick, I have to think, because these guys were teammates, because they were next to each other.
Hold each other accountable. Mm-hmm.
I got to believe that this will not only be impactful from a Jalen Carter standpoint, but from a Jordan Davis standpoint.
Push one another.
Yeah, because they work together, he'll come in and he'll fit in because they're familiar with one another. Prayerfully, he'll be able to pick Jordan
Davis. And he should motivate him.
Yeah, he'll be able to pick Jordan Davis up, and Jordan will get on track this year. I'm looking forward to what Howie's going to do from now until the season begins, because you know last year he made a few more. It wasn't just AJ Brown. He made a few more moves after
CJ
that.
GJ wasn't until August.
Right, right. So it wasn't
DJ.
I'm looking forward to seeing what Howie's going to do between now and then.
Keep in mind, it doesn't end here. They have 30. They might trade back into the second round, which would give you 2 picks in the second round, and they have 60.
Real quick.
66 now?
Real quick.
66 from the Cardinals? Yeah.
Real quick. I know. You can't shut up, and that's fine.
Ever. I don't want to either.
Analysis. I just think it was a smart pick. It was the right pick, and it fell where it needed to be. But I want to go back around real quick. I'm going to avoid Sam because she's going to tell me she doesn't know. And I'll go...
John Jansen?
We'll go Jansen. We'll go Slash. We'll go Sack, and we'll go Irv. What do the Eagles do with the 30th pick? Jansen.
Trade. They either trade or they go and get Zach Charbonnet, but I think they'll trade back in the second round and take an early pick on a running back.
I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say they either trade back, or if they find a running back that they really like to match what they have in the backfield already, they go with a running back at 30.
I see no way that they draft at number 30. I think they're going to try and add more picks to their disposal, perhaps a third rounder.
To their tuxon?
I've already taken five shots of myself about that one, so it's all good. It's all well and good. But I see them trading back unless they absolutely love a player at 30, but I do not foresee that happening. They're going to be in the early part of the second round making that pick.
And they always do well in the second round. They have a history of drafting very well in the second round.
Shady, Dawkins.
When you think about the running backs, do you see D-Jax. Kenny Gainwell as Jaylen. The starter? Do you see Boston Scott as the starter? No. They need a running back.
Yep.
Picking a running back in that, whether it's the 30 or whether it's in the second round, they trade back.
Huge.
Yeah.
I believe as well they're going to trade back, but don't be surprised if you see them go tight end. You don't have much depth at that position, right?
Goddard is at the same age now as Zach Ertz was when they drafted Dallas Goddard. That's huge. That's a pick. They need depth at the tight end position.
And it's a good tight end class.
It is.
It's a good. They have a few good tight ends out there.
Before we sign off here, 15, the Jets took Will McDonald, edge rusher from Iowa State.
And the pick right now is in for the Commodes.
Wait, he isn't even in the top 20.
Yeah, I did not see much about him.
Okay, again. The Jets.
Right.
The Lions.
Knuckleheads.
Absolutely. Yeah. Knuckleheads. Freaking knuckleheads.
Knuckleheads.
Two picks that were like, what?
Did anybody do research on Will McDonald? Probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we had him picked late in the second round, you jackass.
Yeah. Just go to Wikipedia. That's what I did.
Right?
He's not even in Wikipedia.
Seriously, you know what? I'm gonna go off for about 20 seconds here. You've heard me talk about this before. I swear, it's bad for the league. Owners like these asshats in Detroit, in Miami, in New York, in Arizona, it's bad for the league. You know why? It pisses me off because you know what? I would love it if Detroit was competitive every year because we wind up playing them once every 4 years out there. But I can't get more than 150 people to go on that trip because they suck. It's bad for the league and
bad for your pocket too. Huh?
If Commissioner Goodell had any nuts whatsoever, he would appoint a committee, an evaluation committee, in this day and age, with the way the league, especially the NFL, is designed. You can go from worst to first in 1 year. If you're sitting at top five draft picks for 5 years in a row, you should not be the owner of a football franchise. There is something fundamentally wrong with you. That's all I got.
If you want to, I know we really got to get out of here, but if you want to continue that trend of terrible ownership and terrible picks, the Commanders just selected number 16 overall. Oh, man. And I just completely
lost it. Another defensive tackle?
No, they took a cornerback.
Emmanuel
Forbes from
John Harris?
No Gonzalez from Oregon?
No Gonzalez.
Joey Porter?
Where's he from, Jansen?
Mississippi State.
Who?
Mississippi State. What? Emmanuel Forbes from Mississippi State. That seems like a...
Again. Thank you. Wow.
Well, the funny thing is this a Daniel Snyder pick or a Josh Harris pick?
Diaz?
Doesn't matter. Hey, hold on. Do I want Josh Harris to be the owner of the Commodes? Yes. Yes. You let Jimmy Butler go. You're a complete and total jackass. Thank you.
I think Jansen is about to blow up, so we have to go.
Yeah, we got
to
sign off here.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Jansen.
We got exactly halfway through the We got exactly halfway through the draft. It's good.
First round.
Everybody, first, I would like to thank Alicia and Lacey from Cheerleaders for being here.
Yes. Thank you for sponsoring.
Thanks for having
being
us.
A part of it. Properly christening our new sponsorship and partnership. Look forward to, once again, like I said in our meeting, not only branding the Cheerleaders name, but ringing the register. And we're going to do that. And not only are our clients... loyal to a core, they spend a lot of money.
Indeed.
Love that about you guys.
Ed, ready? Did you just see that? Lacey was all the way over here, and I said that. And boom.
She heard money.
Like a meerkat. It's great. Like the Chip Kelly offensive line meerkat setup.
Oh, God.
Jackass. Alicia, Lacey, thank you for coming in, everybody. Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club on Front Street. And what's across?
Oregon.
Oregon. Front in Oregon. You guys make sure you go down there every opportunity you have. Dr. Reverend Irving.
Yes, sir.
Fryer, appreciate you.
That's me.
Thanks for coming in to my apartment when I was in the shower.
I didn't.
Irv, real quick, did you do research on Emmanuel Forbes?
Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't on your list.
No,
quarterback Emmanuel Forbes, no. He was not on my list. I was just checking to see how far down he was in terms of the top.
Joey Porter Jr., Christian Gonzalez, nothing? Okay, I'm just making sure.
Super Sam Brady.
See where he is.
It is always a pleasure. Thank you, by the way, for all of your help while I was away, especially with Stephanie.
I'm magical that way.
Ringing her
He's
in.
Like five in the quarterbacks.
Yeah. And by the way, I was too hungover to have lunch with her today, so she's pissed at me. We have a conference call while she's on her way to Avalon tomorrow.
She probably had lunch with Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben there? Anyway. Sackmaster, appreciate you, brother.
On the
as
back
always,
of the motorcycle.
Anything you want to say about baseball brunch?
Yes, tune in 11 to noon this week. Murph is going to be live from the scene of the crime where we lost the World Series in Houston, Minute Maid Ballpark. And in a couple weeks, we are going to be doing a live broadcast. I need to get the equipment off of you and everything, but we're going to be doing a live broadcast from outside of Coors Field in Colorado. Can't wait for that.
You're taking the Comrex?
You remember you told me you were going to give me the Comrex?
He doesn't remember.
And
you were going
to tell me?
What? Hold on. You don't remember? That answer is always no.
No. Well, you said
Colorado.
You wanted to give me the equipment, and you were going to tell me where we
Oh, yeah. All right, got you covered. When is that?
It's 2 weeks.
Stuff.
So I need 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, I'll need the equipment from you.
Cool. We can talk about that off air.
I got really close.
Let's talk about it when
Love
we go
Love you guys.
Off air.
Thanks for listening. It's been Slash. A great show.
Thank you, sir.
Slash anything?
Peace out.
Jansen, appreciate you back in studio, brother. Everybody, Green Legion
terrible.
Radio.
Terrible.
Live coverage of
terrible
round one of the 2023 NFL draft here on Fox Sports Radio. 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club. Everybody, we appreciate you hanging with us. It's been a fun show. And we... And Irving Fryer is really messed up in the head, man. Too many
fun show.
Too many knocks to the helmet.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And Diaz, you're fired.
Yeah, and Diaz,
Again.
You're fired.
Again.
Everybody...
I thought he sucks. He does.
There you go. Yeah.
Nice.
Everybody, Irv, you doing a show tomorrow?
Yes, doing a show tomorrow, 12 noon.
All right, so Irv is, the Fryer Place is going to be on the Gambler here from 2 to 3. I'll be broadcasting live from my parents' place from 1 to 2 on Saturday. Can't wait for that. Yeah.
Live from my mom's basement.
Live from my bedroom.
This is the longest outro of all time, Quimby.
Live from the black couch.
Get the hell out of here.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Is your show coming up next?
No. We got hit the ID about 10 minutes ago.
Ah, sorry. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Green Legion Radio brought to you by Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, Fox Sports Radio, Philadelphia. Love you. See ya.